You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. A series of riots took place at a Central Coast prison just before the Christmas holiday. Officials at the California Department of Corrections say prison fights broke out at Soledad State Prison and four inmates were hospitalized. CDCR officials say they are minor incidents, but as KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, families of inmates say more fights are occurring because of a new state prison program.
Most of these men, they have worked hard to go to level one and level two facilities. It's as though they're being punished for all the hard work they've invested in themselves.
That's Darlene Burke at a protest outside the CDCR headquarters in Sacramento last month. The level one and level two facilities she mentions, those are security classifications. Basically, while serving time, inmates are assigned points and then work them off to downgrade security levels.
People are being denied their suitability to parole back into community because they are being forced to integrate.
The integration Burke is talking about has to do with sensitive needs yards, or SNYs. For 20 years, sensitive needs inmates have been separated from the general population for their own safety, often for being informants. But California now has the largest protective custody prison population in the nation. To mitigate this, the CDCR has begun merging the two yards together at level one and level two facilities across the state, calling them non-designated programming facilities. It started as a volunteer program for inmates that are programming well. That means getting
self-help education and no write-ups. They're just programming to go home.
Ruthie Montalvo has been organizing protests at the NDPFs because now the program is mandatory. Her husband is an inmate, and she says the two groups of inmates, GPs and SNYs, are set up to hate each other. She says the integrations are putting inmates at risk for getting attacked, like an incident this summer at North Kern State Prison.
Those inmates were stabbed, beaten with locks. And once they were treated, they were sent to administrative segregation, which is the hole.
KCBX News reviewed a number of rules violation reports for riots that occurred at North Kern and others in 2018. They don't cite the causes, but do describe GP and SNY inmates fighting each other in yards and dorms, officers firing expulsion grenades, pepper spray, and direct impact rounds into crowds. They also include photos of inmates with lacerations and contusions on their faces and bodies. Ralph Diaz is the acting secretary of the CDCR.
Just like any change, there have been incidents that have occurred at some prisons, but not to the magnitude that would warrant us to change or stop at this point.
Diaz says CDCR officials integrate inmates on a case-by-case basis. While Diaz says he won't put inmates on yards with documented enemies, inmates are going to need to learn to get along moving forward. Diaz says the CDCR's goal is to give more inmates more quote-unquote programming opportunities aimed at getting them out sooner.
Because eventually they're going to go home and they need to be equipped and educated and trained and provided skills. But if certain segments of inmates can't go there because one particular group doesn't like them, fundamentally that's wrong.
Montalvo says the programming opportunities in the CDCR have worked for her husband.
My husband has completely turned his life around. He deserves that opportunity to come home to his family.
Montalvo says Avenal State Prison, where her husband is currently an inmate, is set to integrate at the beginning of the year. She worries that an integration incident could hurt his chances for release, or worse.
There is no bigger fear than finding out that something has happened in a prison. You're left with your thoughts to ponder. Is my husband dead? Is he alive? Is what happened?
Montalvo and a group of protesters met with Diaz in November. And while Diaz says he heard their concerns, he still has no plans to halt the program. Montalvo says she and the loved ones of inmates will keep protesting. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.